Susan, in these final days, what are the major messages Democrats will be hitting?
I believe that Democrats are going to still talk about the what they call the retirement tax, the tax on pensions, education cuts, and trying to improve the economy more than we've seen in the last 4 years.
And they'll also be trying to get folks out to the polls.
That will be the main goal. It's all about getting out the vote, getting those absentee ballots back. At this point, advertising is more of an afterthought. You're just trying to get your voters to the polls.
Ken, what about Republicans? What's their messaging strategy in these final days?
I think they're going to continue to say that we've turned the corner here in Michigan and we need to keep moving forward and we don't want to go back.
You know, Susan, for Democrats, when we look at the results late Tuesday or Wednesday, what will success look like for them?
Well, they certainly seem to have the U.S. Senate race wrapped up with Gary Peters versus Terry Lynn Land. You know, what they want is the governor's race, and you know, it is looking very tight. So if they're able to pull it off, it will be because their turnout operation is far better than anybody gave them credit for.
Ken, and on the Republican side, how will they gauge success?
Well, success for Republicans is keeping what you have because they control the agenda. They have the governor's office and the House and the Senate and the state Supreme Court. So that's their definition of success. I really think for Democrats that they have to say we've been successful, they've got to somehow block this Republican juggernaut in Lansing, meaning they have to win the governor's race or take control of the House.
And how likely do you think it is that they'll be able to take control of the House?
Well, I think if you ask that question 6, 7, 8, 9 months ago or a year ago, you'd say very unlikely. But I think this election is turning out to be a lot closer than people thought, certainly in the governor's race, and I think in some of the House races, too. So it's certainly possible that Democrats can win one of those and, like I said, become a real participant in setting the agenda.
Ultimately, Susan, are there certain races you'll be watching more closely than others?
Obviously, everybody will be fixated on the governor's race. But I think Ken is right. There are a lot of very interesting state house races, and I'm sure there will be a number of surprises. It'll be fascinating to see what the issues are that were resonating. And, you know, perhaps these are going to be elections that will be determined very much by the quality of the candidates and some individual issues that maybe those of us in the media haven't been paying as much attention to.
Ken, any of these races going to keep you up late on Tuesday?
Well, certainly I'm watching the governor's race, but I agree with Susan. I think these House races, you want to see what happens. Right now, as a practical matter, it's 59-50. Republicans control the House, 59-50 Democrats. But, you know, if Democrats can whittle that down, they can set themselves up for 2016.
Well, I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about next week. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.